I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, typically when the summertime reaches the temperatures we've had lately, the best place to look for fish to bite is in the tailwaters of the Kanawha or Ohio River locks and dam. But this hasn't been just any summer. We'll talk a little more about it right after this. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. The rain has ruled this summer. For those anglers who enjoyed fishing the downstream side of a lock and dam, they might have been fighting high water every week. In many cases, the fishing pier has been underwater. Jeff Hansbarger, biologist for the DNR, says to some fish, that won't matter.
Certain species will do better. You can always do okay on catfish, especially flatheads or channels, really, because they, you know, they use their whiskers kind of to find and sense the prey items. Whereas hybrids and maybe some other fish that you target at those tail races maybe wouldn't be quite as good when the water's as turbid. It really cuts down on their efficiency to find prey, and you'd maybe want to switch to a vibrating lure or something that kicks out a lot of vibration maybe at that time, and you might have some luck, but it's probably better when it's a little clear. That's definitely been a problem here lately.
Hansbarger says the current is always a draw for fish because it always creates available food sources.
Any area that you can locate maybe where there's some slow water adjacent to fast water is a good place, because predatory fish will sit in those pockets and then dart out into the faster current and pick off food. I always like to say it's better to go or have McDonald's bring the food to you than you go there. You know, they can just sit there and not expend as much energy, and they're able to pick up food as it comes by.
And that makes the tailwaters of a lock and dam in West Virginia, especially at this time of year, among the absolutely best places to fish.
Frank Jernasek out of Farmington has really documented in the past that West Virginia doesn't have a whole lot of water, but those areas are really some of our most productive and most sought after by fishermen, and really where a lot of our cetaceans come from are those locks and dams on the Ohio and the Kanawha.
And he says the closer you get to the dam, the more species you'll find.
Watch yourself, or if you're out in a boat, you'll start to actually pick up. You won't pick up the species that you'll find up closer to the dam. When you're in the Ohio, you'll actually pick up some skipjack and other things close to that fast water up near the dam. Whereas if you get farther down a couple hundred yards or so, you're not going to pick up those species. That isn't really that their favored type of habitat. So they're more up in the faster water. And obviously with higher flows, you're going to have a greater current downstream than if you would during low water conditions.
You're going to find a lot of fish, and in many cases actively feeding in the lock and dam tailwaters of West Virginia. Give them a try this summer. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.